Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
It's so much more than just a profile picture. At Catholic Singles, our platform offers you many opportunities to get to know the person behind the picture. Sign up today at CatholicSingles.com.
Good morning. Well, this is totally unfair, what's happened here. It's just not fair. Yesterday afternoon at 3 o'clock, Cindy and I went down to the beach. I surfed for an hour or so, and we sat on the beach kind of towards the sunset time. And now all of a sudden, it's in the 60s and it's blowing 15 knots. This is not fair. Life's not supposed to be like this, but we're going to try to struggle through it. There's the bad thing is that it's cold. The good news is that means it's football season, so life can be pretty good. I'm drinking from my long ride home cup, you guys. And yesterday, pray for us, because yesterday, I don't know what's going to happen, but Fuzati launched our social media campaign. We're making a big investment to see if we can reach a lot more people, and that started yesterday. So we're in really good hands. They're the number one Catholic social media company, and great people. I highly recommend them to anybody that needs those kind of services. So yeah, so we started off. Ooh, it's cold. It's really cold here. 66 degrees. I think I actually went years without feeling anything below 70. in Hawaii. I'm just like, don't make me leave this rock. But anyway, we don't get to go to Hawaii now until I think the end of January. Some plans have changed. But we're talking about the Catholic Catechism. Love this book. This is the book Father Mark Goring gave me when we were had our first surf retreat. He gave me this Traveling Man's Catechism, and you can't get them anymore. They were printed in Australia. So I love this book, and it's really sturdy. My other catechisms tend to break in half halfway through because they're so thick, when you open them up, the binding starts to break. So this is really, really cool to be with you guys. We're going through and doing so much in our YouTube world. So go to YouTube, press subscribe and ring the bell so you know every time we do something new. Raymond Snow is in the house. Raymond is a new member of the Man Cave. Raymond, I was thinking about you this morning when I posted up our first Zoom video chat meetup. Hopefully you can come. I think it's going to be a week from today, around 7:30 Eastern. And I think you guys should come on our ocean cruise. We're leaving December 9th for 4 nights. I met with Father Scott Searcy yesterday, and we talked about our plans for the retreat portion. We get to have a full day at sea, get to go to the Bahamas. We're leaving here on the 8th, you guys. We have a luau anybody can come to. It's the donor luau here in Cocoa Beach. And then just up the road here a few miles, just like maybe 3 miles from our, 5 miles from our house, is the port. And we get to head out to the Bahamas. And we're going to be doing that every year as a way for you guys to delay the onset of winter. And here's Martha Allen Callahan. I love her. I love her family. I love her commitment to homeschooling her children. And yes, Martha, in the name of the Lord, we pray for power of the Holy Spirit to draw near to that family, and to bring all that she prays for in her heart to come to pass. In Jesus' name we pray. So the catechism. Quite early on, this name catechesis was given to the totality of the church's efforts to make disciples. So there's one thing to kind of lead someone to Jesus. That's charismatic utterance. That's kind of what I do. I preach and proclaim the gospel. But then there's the catechetical part of the work, which is teaching. And it says here, making efforts to make disciples. What does the word disciple mean? It means discipline. And we know that even though we have a conscience, that our conscience needs to be formed. Even though we have an upward yearning and a desire for truth and justice, we need to understand and to grow in the discipline of that walk. And that's what the catechism is all about. Hey, Tony, DeSico, I don't know how to say your name. You tell me and I can't remember. I hope you can make it to the meetup, Tony. To help men believe that Jesus is the Son of God. So cool. I'm reading these days from this book, Mary and the Fathers of the Church. And what is incredible about that study is that the early church fathers, when they dealt with who Jesus Christ was, they also had to deal with who Mary is in her relationship with Jesus. And it helped define the nature of Jesus through all the different heresies that came forth were used by the Holy Spirit to define with clarity who Jesus Christ is. He is the eternally begotten Son of the Father. That means that Jesus is God. Three persons with one nature: God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But within that Godhead, there's love, there's ohana, there's family, right? The Father and the Son. And the early church fathers would say that the love between them is this person of the Holy Spirit. And we look at who is Jesus. Jesus is all God. And at one point, he sent Gabriel to Mary and said, hey, you become the Virgin Mother of God. You like to become Theotokos. You like to become the God-bearer. And she said the words that brought the Holy Spirit. She said, yes. And Jesus, who is and always will be the infinite and eternal God, the Son of the Father, was implanted in her womb by the Holy Spirit, using her DNA for the human side of his nature. And so it's from Mary that we see Jesus, who it's just so beautiful. One of the early church fathers said, he who nurtured the universe was nurtured by his mother, was nursed by his mother. Jesus, who is all God and all man. Does Jesus have one will or two wills? What do you guys think? Answer that question. The Monophysite heresy. Does Jesus have one will or two wills? I remember I used to wonder that. Came to understand through Catholic teaching the truth of it. Pat Gervais, what are you doing in South Carolina, man? Get back down here to Florida. But what's the answer? Does Jesus have one will or two wills? Come on. What's the answer? Does Jesus have one will? In other words, his godly nature and his human nature are one? Or does he have two wills? The correct answer is that Jesus has two wills. He is all God. He is all man. To be all man, that means he has to have a corporal body, the organs and the organ of our brain. He has to have the human eyes. He also has our human soul, which is made up of our mind, different than our brain. Different than our brain. The mind of the soul uses the organ of the brain to exist in the corporal world. But Jesus had a mind and will and emotions. That's really what comprises the heart, isn't it? The heart is the mind, the will, and the emotions infused into a spiritual soul that can have communion with God. No, Tony, you get an F today. You got to go back and take your catechism. Jesus had two wills. The Monophysite heresy said he had one. Where you see this worked out, Tony, is that, and it's okay because we don't talk about this too much, but where you see this worked out is on the cross, where you'll see Jesus say to the Father, Father, if this cup passed me by, please don't make me drink of this cup, but nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. So in his human will, he told the Father, thy will be done. If Jesus didn't have two wills, then he wouldn't be like us in all things. He wouldn't be able in that cosmic sense to take on all of humanity and raise our dignity. He said, I came to fulfill all righteousness. If he didn't have two wills, if he didn't have the freedom of his human will to choose when Satan tempted him to out in the desert, to choose God instead of Satan, then he wouldn't be like us in all things, right? He wouldn't have that freedom of choice. So Jesus has two wills, and that's why he said, I came to fulfill all righteousness. It wasn't easy for Jesus to resist those temptations or to fight Satan, but he won every single time. It wasn't easy for Jesus to go to the cross. And you see him quoting Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me? That comes from his human will. Even though in his divinity, he was always 100% united with God, and in his human will, his divine will is always 100% united with his Father. In his human will, like our human will, why are you letting this happen to me? But then later on, as he was quoting Psalm 22, and you see the full meaning of Psalm 22, it was nevertheless him trusting in his Father's will. So Jesus has two wills, hypostatic union. While being all God, he was conceived by the Holy Spirit in the Virgin Mary, who is a virgin when she conceived, when she gave birth, and even into the eternity. She remains ever virgin. How can she give birth to Jesus? How can she do that and not have her virginity taken away from her? Well, God's God. That's how. That's how. In the mystery of that gate of Jesus coming forth from her womb, from that mystery, she is, as Song of Solomon says, my beloved is a sealed fountain. From Mary came forth Jesus, all God, all man. That's why, Tony, we can have Jesus sees us. He understands our pain. He understands our challenges. And that's why he could say, I came to fulfill all righteousness. That's why the Bible can say that he grew in obedience through the things that he suffered. Did he ever disobey? No. But more and more the things that he suffered caused him again and again and again to say, yes, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. And so that way we can hang on to the hem of his garment and say, Lord, guide me, lead me, carry me, help me to do thy will too. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Jesus called God the Father, our Father. And a woman yesterday, I forget her name, asked, I thought we couldn't talk about God the Father. We couldn't say his name, Yahweh. I am who am. I am what I am. I am that I am. We can't call him Yahweh. And in the Hebrews, we couldn't. We couldn't call him Yahweh. The Hebrews weren't allowed to even speak the name. But I have to tell you this, that Jesus taught us to call his Father Abba. When you go to Israel, you hear the little children, the little 2 or 3 year old children, Abba, Abba. It means daddy, or maybe more likely like almost like dad, a dada. We can draw close to the Father because of the human solidarity. Jesus came and became man, and as we join with him, we're lifted up and we are adopted. We are hanaid into the family of God. We're actually part of the body of Christ. So, to help men believe that Jesus is the Son of God, so that believing they might have life in his name. The name of Jesus. A name is very important. And what does his name mean? Tell me what his name means. What does the name of Jesus mean? In the Hebrew, his name is Yeshua. In the Hebrew, his full name would be Yahshua HaMashiach. Jesus Christ. Jesus Messiah. HaMashiach. To pour oil out. The anointed one. Anointed by the Holy Spirit. In his name, Yahshua. I am who am. Salvation. The anointed one. There is life. And that's only where life is in his name. And to educate and instruct them in this life, thus building up the body of Christ. Martha Allen, you're a brave and courageous woman. God is with you. God is with you. Pray the novena to Mary on Tyre of Knox. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'm cold, so I'm going to go inside. We love you guys. Enjoy the intimacy of the Lord. And I'm sorry to hear this, Pat. I'm just reading your message. Well, I'll read this later, and we'll pray for your friend. Pray for Martha Allen. She's asked for a special prayer for her family. Okay, press the share button, you guys. And if you're not subscribed to the YouTube version of this, go into Bear Wozniak Deep Adventure and subscribe, and you get all kinds of video contact, and you're alerted when it comes out. Okay? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Aloha, ahui ho, which means till we meet again, and viva Cristo Rey. Long live Christ the King.
Hey man, I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.